Hey everyone, we'll give it a few minutes. Shelly, are you able to be? Actually, no, it's not Shelly. Yeah, Kevin. Oh, is Kevin on the call? Let's see. Kevin is not on the call. Shelly, would you be able to be Scribe?
Yeah, I can do that. What
Thank you very
exactly
much.
is what
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 exactly
do I have to do?
is that? I've been meaning to write a document for this, but it's taking notes.
Okay.
So we rotate being the scribe through the TC member list, and basically it's taking notes for the meeting. You can do what during the meeting, or you can do it afterwards by reviewing the recording.
Okay.
I would say one thing you should do is try to before you leave the meeting, you copy the Zoom chat notes, because if you leave the meeting, you wouldn't be able to access it. And
Okay.
then something that I do maybe around when the meeting starts, just to take a screenshot of the participants in the meeting so that you can update the attendee list.
Okay. And is it's okay if I just edit the page that we're on right now? Just
Yes, yes,
find that.
yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Thank you very much. But actually, Kevin is here, so
Okay, cool.
Kevin, would you be able to be scribe?
Yes, give me a moment to set up and I can do that.
Thank you. You're off the hook for now, Shelley. But you're next. Kevin, give me the go ahead when you're ready, and we can start a discussion.
You can start now. I can catch up by looking at the recording.
Okay. Maccabee, thank you for pointing out the previous discussion. So I'm not aware of the previous discussion, so it was helpful to review the documents there. Maccabee, can you kick us off?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll start just re-summarizing that very briefly. Is that about a year ago or a year and a half ago, TC agreed that we should extend the process we have for evaluating new modules to evaluating existing modules, basically because the values and principles were the same and they applied equally, and it was just a matter of figuring out the actual practicality of which criteria applied and then how we would go about evaluating them. And then after that, we had a meeting where we actually looked at the criteria and figured out that pretty much all of them do apply equally to existing modules, except with some grandfathering, of things where appropriate. We would certainly not say that some module has to be rewritten in some new language because it's fallen off of the officially supported technologies or something like that. But then in general, the existing criteria were perfectly applicable. And so then we talked about process at the most recent TC meeting, and we basically agreed we should just identify some modules to try to kick it off. And the gist from the discussion that we had at that June 25th meeting was we should pick two modules, maybe one front end and back end. We should make sure they cover different dev teams and ideally different dev organizations, and that we should pick some modules that were sort of timeline in the middle, meaning that they were relatively newer modules, but that they predate the actual evaluation process. So not modules from the beginning of Folio, but modules that were sort of near the beginning, just before the process. And so I did, I volunteered to do the math on that and figure out what modules that would be. I should have put this in the notes also, but Alameda, if you would pull up that spreadsheet that I just shared in the chat, if you could share that in that window. Yeah, so this is pulled from a couple different sources, but it's a list of all the modules that are in GitHub, essentially when the repos were first created, which is not a precise definition, right, of when the modules were approved or anything, but it's a you know, it's an analog for that. What team developed them, the first release column where applicable, that we don't have that data for the old ones, but that comes from a wiki page showing when each thing was first released. And then the last two columns are if we did a TCR on them. So what we're at the top of the page, we're looking at the prehistory of Folio. But if you scroll down to, you know, lines, yeah, around there, you start to see some TCRs that we did. And so if you scroll up a little bit to sort of the line numbers of like 220-ish through 270-ish, then you get sort of, you know, the very beginnings of the TCR process right on that line. And then there's a gap there for the next screenful or so. And so I would say that in that gap there, somewhere between the 220s and the 270s would be modules that fit into that time frame we were looking at. Modules that slightly predated the TCR process, or at least we didn't do a TCR on them, where, you know, regardless of the exact timing, but they also didn't come from super early in the process. I should say that after I shared that, and we had also talked in addition to trying to pick two modules, one front end, one back end, and that fit into that relative time frame, we also talked about the pros and cons of whether we were looking for modules that would have a lot of problems or not have a lot of problems. And there were sort of pros and cons to both. On the one hand, we did want the opportunity for a dev team to actually be able to resolve something. But on the other hand, we wanted to pilot something that we were going to succeed at also. And so there's a little bit of tension there where, you know, maybe we can find two modules that overlap, you know, that one of them maybe is more challenging than the others. And then I also just wanted to point at the Slack thread from June 27th when I shared this spreadsheet. Julian pointed out a couple of resources that we could use to help narrow down the selection, pointing out that the Sonar dashboard would allow us to pick projects with the most room for improvement. Although, as I tried myself, I couldn't actually open this on our dashboard this morning. I don't know if that's just me or if something's going on. Oh, and I see. And Wayne is saying you were able to access it, so could just be me. Maybe I have to log in there. But that's as far as we got. Sorry, that was probably more information than was needed there. But where we left off was just needing to choose some modules, and then actually giving it a shot. And the last thing is, in contrast to the new module evaluation process that starts with a self-eval by the dev team, we discussed last meeting that we explicitly weren't going to ask for them to do that. Right, that we were piloting. We certainly want to coordinate with them, you know, with whatever we find, but we weren't trying to add more work in the actual evaluation process itself on those dev teams. So that's where we left it.
Thank you for the context. It was very useful for me at least. So based on the last meeting, the action item would be to select two modules, one front end, back end, and begin the evaluation. Is anyone in this meeting against that? Or feel a different approach should be taken? Or, and I guess there's opportunity to move the conversation back to the beginning, whether we should do this or not. But I don't think that that would be reasonable. Yes, Wayne.
So I'm not trying to move the conversation all the way back, but I'm trying to understand how a dev team might be approached to correct issues from a module that perhaps is, 6 years old. The dev team could well have entirely different membership or not exist anymore. Things are being maintained, and we raise tickets for things like Java versions and that, and so presumably those things are being taken care of. But where does a dev team have bandwidth? Like, what? How is it envisioned that a dev team is going to prioritize this work and deal with it?
Maccabee.
Yeah, those are definitely good questions, and we did, and I'm not seeing it in the notes, but I recall a few conversations about that, and I'll just summarize what I think was discussed, but we can certainly go further on it. In terms of the easy part of this, which is the logistics of how we would actually communicate this stuff to the dev teams, there were some folks who said, well, we could just create some Jiras in the relevant module. And other folks who thought the dev teams might not appreciate that. And I think the consensus was we would ask, we would reach out to the pilot module, whatever dev team owns the module at this point, and express that we're looking to do this pilot with their module and ask them what the process might be of, whether they would like us to create Jiras or not, or if there's a different process for how they'd like to do it. In terms of the more substantive part of the question about the willingness, that's certainly valid. One thing that we talked about recently is that we sort of backwards piloted this a little bit by accident with a module last year, where it was still the initial evaluation of UI serials management, but it was a year after the module was actually contributed in because we had provisionally accepted it. And there were still a few issues that the developer team was going to fix, and we didn't follow up appropriately with them. So when we finally brought it up to that team, Owen Stevens coordinated with that team, and they just created some Jiras to fix the deficits, which I think was just some test coverage or something like that. And they prioritized it as seemed reasonable, I guess. And the work was done within about 2 months. I think from our previous discussion is we weren't pretending like the issues that we came up with was this has to be fixed tomorrow or anything like that. And there's no threat of removing a module from the flower releases or anything like that. That the idea was to expect the usual professionalism of our dev teams, that if a module is actively being maintained and a genuine issue is raised, then they'll treat it appropriately. And if it turns out that that's not true, that's something we could figure out how to deal with. But I think there was optimism. Now, granted, I'm sure Mark is laughing at me on mute because I'm always the optimist with this stuff. And so yes, those might be issues in practice. But I think there was hope that if we reported the issues in a way that the dev team wanted them reported, that it would be done in a reasonable spirit.
Thanks, Maccabee. Todd?
Yeah, on a related note, we had also discussed possibly bringing in the POs early in the process. And part of that would be to sort out how to do the communication with that particular team. So that's my recollection.
Right. I mean, I think it's fair. I think it's fair to note that. For example, some dev teams may have in 2018 been sort of part of a kind of a core ongoing maintenance for the project, and have that resourced appropriately. and may have in the intervening 7, 8 years transitioned into a different kind of relationship with the project where maybe they're doing contract work, right? Contributing something. And so I mean, I think that it's important to be sensitive to that situation.
Thanks, Wayne. I think that a module that is in our releases, today, is hopefully maintained. And if there are critical things that should bring alignment to our modules, that like Mackie said, will be treated with professionalism and get done eventually. There's always a conversation about work and what gets prioritized within the teams. But I think it is up to us to put a recommendation forward, and if that is not followed going forward, we can try to take other steps. But your point is valid, and we should keep that in mind. I think if we bring a deluge of 30 things that they need to change, that would be significant effort that probably wouldn't fly. My thinking is we should focus on some of the critical stuff that maybe affects the module on a day-to-day in production, whether that's deploying it or having it run, or licensing compatibility. Okay. Any other thoughts? Yes, Todd.
Yeah, on a related note, I think that's also part of why there was discussion about which modules to select. My recollection is that part of the like where do we pilot this would be modules where we are where there's a reasonable chance of something being done if we find a real problem. And in this, I mean, in a sense, this is about looking back and looking at one particular kind of technical debt within the project.
Thanks, Todd. Zach?
I wanted to add, you mentioned looking for things that might affect a module on its sort of day-to-day running in production. And I would actually push back on that a little bit, because when we were writing out the acceptance criteria, I think one of the things that we had in mind was, how can we make sure this module is maintainable? We want to make sure it has good test coverage. We want to make sure that it follows conventions. That kind of stuff doesn't affect at all what a module looks like when it's running in production, but it makes it possible, to one of Wayne's points, for a team to pick up that module after maybe somebody else was maintaining it, and dig into it and sort of modify it successfully, because they have confidence that their change isn't going to break anything because it has good test coverage, or they know where to look for stuff because it has good documentation. And so it's, to me, a lot of these criteria that we added for new module evaluation are much less, in fact, about how does it run in production, although obviously that's important, but they're about how can we make sure that the community sort of has the ability to maintain this, right? Like, it's written in a language that we use. It uses the conventional libraries. It's not doing unusual things, right? All that stuff is totally hidden from what does it look like in production. It's, what does it look like when a developer opens it up?
Yeah, that's fair, Zach. Yeah, I agree with your point. Yeah, I agree. Any other thoughts? So it seems the next item would be to select the front end and back end modules. Is that and everyone's thinking? Or there's still something else we should discuss? All righty. Maccabee, were you saying there was heuristic or metric that was discussed prior on which one to select, or at this point to just be any random one?
Well, we've dealt with the time frame heuristic, which is what we're looking at on screen right now. And then beyond that, as I said, there was some, do we pick modules with problems that should be resolved, but also likelihood of success in resolving them, something like that, a little bit tension there. And then Julian had suggested that we look, for example, at Sonar to pick projects. Julian said projects with the most room for improvement in each sonar category. That could be one way we go about it. If Julian wants to expand on that, that's fine. I don't have strong feelings about this, about which modules we choose or what the criteria are.
I guess looking at this range that I could drag it. Yeah, looking at this range, there are some that would be that I would select, but I would like to have other people's thoughts. So I guess I'll go first. So I see mod search in this list, and I think it would be good to go through the evaluation for it and see what comes out. It's a Spring module. It's maintained pretty well with all the dependencies and all that. And I don't expect lots of critical things to come out of it. So I'm not selecting because I think, oh, this would generate lots of outputs. But just looking at a module that is, that reindexing is always a thing that we bring up in Folio. So that's why that pops out to me. So if that is a back-end module, a front end in this list, and I agree with not choosing two modules, from the same team, right? Looking at this list for a UI module specifically, I would go with. Okay, that has been evaluated, so no, so it would be in this range. So I would go with. I don't want to choose this one because it's going to be the same team. And I will go with the export manager. So that's just my take. Wayne.
So, you talked apparently last time about trying to pick different teams, but there is some logic to, say, picking a UI module and a back-end module that are paired. Right? So, for example, I'm not suggesting this, but I mean, one example might be to say, well, let's look at the mod data export changes that happened in 2021, where they made a new mod data export module and they made the export manager UI module, and it's all kind of one piece of technology. Is there some logic to that as versus saying, let's pick mod search and UI export manager, but then at some later date, we'll pick mod data export spring and mod data export worker. Even the do you know what I mean?
I do. Any thoughts from anyone else? Yes, Maccabee.
To my memory, the sole reason for wanting to spread them out among dev teams was just time. To respect the team's time and potentially even to spread out different organizations again, to respect their time and the points. I think that you made earlier, Wayne, about, people's availability potentially being changed since the module was originally contributed. If we found a dev team that was gung-ho to do two paired modules, because I hear the logic behind it, I don't think there's anything structurally wrong with the idea.
Thanks, McAfee. I think each of the modules, whether UI, when we evaluate it, wouldn't be in relation to, something else. That they would be independent. Yeah, they'll be independent. So I think it's fine to have two unrelated modules. But if we had a team that was, receptive to the work, I can totally see us reviewing this for paired modules. I believe this is a pilot as well. So, going through just going through the process. But I do prioritize the team's time and not putting too much load on one team. For this initial effort, that's my thinking. By the way, Maccabee, is from the notes I saw that we want to separate the new module evaluation from the existing, so that would be two independent processes. Is the existing module evaluation documented anywhere? Is that a process that is ready to go and we just need to select a module?
There's a branch on our GitHub repository with a version of a document for existing modules, and it's pretty close to the version for new modules, but I think with notes with notes about, this criteria, it can be grandfathered in things that don't necessarily apply. So that there is a document. It's not necessarily finalized, but it was close enough for us to work with as a pilot.
I see.
I'll try to find that and share it in the chat.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Maccabee, you put it in the notes. There's a pull request that you referenced in the notes that I just put in the chat.
Ninety-eight. So yeah, so this would be it. Module, this looks like a modification to an existing file. Is it worth finalizing the process and before we select the module, or the order doesn't matter? If we select a module now and then work on the process later, it will all be good. What do you think? Yes, Maccabee.
So we had this question similarly when we expanded the process beyond modules to include libraries, and we weren't sure if we could ahead of time figure out exactly which criteria would apply to front-end libraries and back-end libraries and so forth. And what we ended up doing was just giving it a shot, and then as we did the evaluation, figuring out which criteria didn't apply. And I think we, at least that's my memory of it. Old timers, feel free to correct me. But I think that we did as good of a draft and an attempt at that as we can practically do. And I would suggest that we do pilot it with, I mean, if folks want to take another look at that document, by all means, and we can do some more edits to it. But I would suggest we probably try to merge it, pretty soon and then give it a shot.
Old timers, anything to add? I support that. Basically, piloting the the selection of the modules, and also going through, doing basically a dry run on that documentation there to iron out the kinks. So I would be good with that. So it seems we should select a module, or select two modules here. Do I want should we type in chat the two modules we should select, each person, and then I can eyeball commonalities or something, or does anyone have a better selection process, or you just defer to me? Wayne agrees with my suggestion with UI Export Manager and Mod Search. Yes, MacB.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were good suggestions. My only question is, I believe they're both EBSCO slash EPAM modules, and so I would just want to be respectful if organizationally EBSCO wanted to say, could we just do one and, end the pilot process? But that's sort of up to them.
Well, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I think it's not a problem for us to select a module to go through this process for ourselves. The end goal would be all these modules are going to be evaluated eventually. But I don't think it's an issue. But maybe any other EBSCO folks can speak up if they think it's a problem. But I don't think it's a huge problem for our pilots. If we work through the process and we know what it is, and then the next 10 modules we selected were EBSCO modules, maybe somebody would want to say something. But overall, we're trying to be professional here, and we'll put out the recommendation and work through the changes with the teams as necessary. Please like Wayne's comment in chat if you are good with the suggestions that I made. So that's Mod Search and UI Export Manager. So there's four likes. I want to see six. Six on there. If not, then please make a suggestion. One more. One more, just one more. Anyone?
I mean, technically, Wayne himself would be number six if we're looking for a majority there.
You're right. Okay, I will reduce that threshold to five. Okay, so we'll go with UI Export Manager and Mod Search. True, and me for the modules we do for the existing evaluation. The document is here. I'll make sure to post it again in our meeting notes, just for a review for everyone. We would then have the next decision as to who will do the existing module evaluations. Does that sound right to everyone? Or there's still other stuff we need to talk about on this point? Okay. I will go through the so similar to how we select new module evaluation, I'll go through the TC member list. And comparing that with vocation vacation calendar and put some suggestions as to who should start it. Anyone in disagreement with that? Thanks, Maccabee. And if it doesn't work out, of course, I'm sure you would speak up when it's when you've been selected. And it will still be everyone working together. So if there are questions, I don't know all everything about the process. So if I assign myself to it, I'll still need to ask questions of some folks. I've just gone through my first evaluation, the new module evaluation, and it's making sense to me. Yeah, we'll work out the kinks. Okay, so we've decided we're going to do this. We've selected the two modules. I will send something in the TC chat for who would be responsible for the evaluations. Based on the discussion so far, I don't think there's a tight deadline like it would be for a new module evaluation because they need to get into the release, and this is exploratory. But I do think we should just keep tabs on it so that it's not a talking point that lingers over a long duration. Is there anything else we'd want to discuss on existing module evaluations? Yes, Maccabee.
Yeah, I think what we've decided to do here is great. I think this is a great way to start this off. It occurs to me when I was saying before that we didn't want to put too much of the burden on one organization, and Olamide, to your point, like it may be fine with EBSCO and that's great. But it also, the flip side may also be true. And I'm not suggesting that we change the modules, we agree to them and they're good. But the other development organizations may actually want to pilot at some point. In the sense that we don't want to be in a situation where we just do these two modules, we approve the process, we say, yes, it's done, pilot is over, now we're going to start actually doing these things. And then another development organization says, wait a second, we wanted to have some input into that process also before it's considered, production ready. So I'm just putting a stake in the ground that after we pilot it with those first two modules, we should at the very least reach out to the larger community. Say, here's the results of the pilot, communicate about it, hopefully be positive about the positive results about it, and also see if there's interest in other organizations in doing a pilot before we consider anything, production ready as a process.
Thanks, Maccabee. Wayne?
Yeah, I think what Maccabee is suggesting makes some sense. I also think that, for example, like I think, like this document that's on the screen right now does not really document a process. Right. So, if the process is reach out to the PO, work with the team to just to figure out the best way to communicate findings. That if we're talking about those kind of things, that's not in this document. This is just a cri this is just an evaluation form. So that process needs to be, I think, documented as well, and not just in meeting notes, but in something that we can refer to teams so that we can say, hey, we piloted this process and here's the actual process we piloted. And so we would expect to do this. For any module, we would reach out to the PO for a Bean and Folk module and say we're about we're taking this on this tech debt on and how do you want to work with your team or whatever the process is that we settle on.
I've not gone through this document. Yeah, and based on what I know so far with the new module evaluation, the maybe the criteria as a process. You mentioned needing to talk to the POs.
Right. I mean, the process for new module evaluation is very different because, of course, the team is coming to us. And in this case, we're going to the team. Right. So that's a pretty, right, like the criteria may all be the same, but the process is reversed in some ways, or at least some aspects of the process are reversed.
Gotcha. Okay. I think I'm following now. So we do have a document that tells the dev teams to, create a Jira to submit to your TCR, blah, blah, blah. So you're talking about a document like that, Wayne?
Well, yeah, I mean, right. I mean, a document for, I mean, it's kind of an internal. It's, it, I mean, of course, nothing we do is internal because we're a public council, but it's a set of standards that we're going to hold ourselves to as we go through this.
McAbee?
Yeah, I agree. It's certainly something that we don't have documented right now, as this is certainly going to be different in the ways that Wayne points out. Because it's starting in the other direction. For example, the first step would be whoever is assigned to the modules is going to have to reach out. And we've had some conversations about whether that's reaching out to the PO or the dev team or exactly, how that should work. And I think we don't have those answers. I think we're sort of going to have to feel it through as we go along. And I think we're going to end up with a document when we finish these two pilots. And say to the larger community, here's how these two pilots went. Anyone else interested in piloting it, et cetera. We definitely want a documented process at that point. I do think we're making it up as we go along. But I think that's the nature of it. And I don't think that's necessarily a problem, but it's definitely going to require some creativity.
So at a high level, I'm seeing that we need to reach out to somebody to know how they would like the tech debt to be communicated and then perform the evaluation. Is there any other steps besides those two that we are aware of? Yes, Wayne.
I feel like it would be courteous at least to rather than to say, reach out and say, how do you want your tech debt communicated to you? To reach out and say, we're taking on the sort of retrospective evaluation of your module, right? Like, I mean, it's a little larger than just, do you want Jiras or a spreadsheet? Right. It needs to be a little more holistic than that. Like, what do you want the process to be?
I'm writing that down. Shelley.
I was going to add that wouldn't the dev teams already know what their tech debt is? So maybe asking, like, hey, what tech debt do you have? Or am I totally missing it? I just kind of wonder about this process. I mean, I know we have to, it's like, okay, the technical council is going to expose your technical debt, but maybe the dev teams probably already know what it is.
Mark.
Yeah, I think so. I think hang on a minute, woman. I think Shelley's right. We the teams are probably do have some awareness of what they consider to be their tech debt. Personally, and I don't know whether, and this might be too far into the process for this, I might steer clear of the language tech debt. And I agree with Wayne that when we approach the, and I think, and I suspect McAbee already meant this when he put this proposal forward. We want to be going to teams and saying, hey, We're trying out a new. We know you've been. We know you. We know you're aware of the fact that new modules need evaluating by the technical council. We're piloting the idea of a, of a process for existing modules. How do you feel about that? And how do you feel about one of your modules being included in that? And how would you like us to give you that the feedback from this process? That leaves it more open. I think we may have started using the term tech debt because we started talking about giving them JIRAs, and those JIRAs would be classified as tech debt. I think that might have sent us that might have got us a bit too focused on that idea, personally. And that yeah, so that so that we soft we, especially in the early days of this, where we think there might be some resistance. Or some discomfort. Softening this seems to make sense to me.
McAbee?
Yeah, 100% with what Mark just said and Wayne's comment as well. I don't mind writing up a couple of bullet points here for just as starting points for anyone who's going to end up having these conversations on what my idea of this approach was, because I agree it does need to be a soft approach, and that'll hopefully lead to a yes. I'm not going to write a call center script. No one wants to be reading. Dear customer, you've been selected for this great opportunity. But yeah, if we can soft pedal it a little bit and talk a little bit about the motivations, for why, that the values that the community has agreed on, like security and accessibility and, licensing, apply to existing modules. And so we're trying to work through collaboratively a way that we can figure out how to apply those values and those criteria to existing modules. So I can put it together a couple of bullet points for people to use or not use as they see fit.
Thanks, Maccabee. Regarding documenting the process, I believed we were talking about a process that would be repeatable over each of the modules once it's solidified. So, I don't think we would be asking POs how they want to participate on the 17th as existing module evaluation, because the process is the process. But I agree in terms of reaching out to the PO for this initial one. Yes, we can have a soft language. My trying to extract what this process is, besides doing the evaluation, is to know what when we approach the POs, on the 17th existing module evaluation, what we want to communicate with them. Mark?
I think I'm with Maccabee when we talked about this. The idea the process that we land on when this comes out of a pilot might be a bit different, and we don't know where that is. To me though, it may not be very different. I do wonder if so. From my perspective, we don't necessarily want to make harden up this process once we go out of the pilot, because teams have basically no incentive except for reputation inside the community to cooperate with this process. So they are forced to cooperate with the new module evaluation. They have no real reason, no real motivation to do that with this. And so from my perspective, we'd want to keep this relatively friendly and soft, even past the pilot. But so I think I don't know. That's just my thoughts on this. I don't to me I don't think folks were envisaging this radical shift after the pilot to a right. Now we know how this is going to work. We're gonna tell you how it is, because I don't think, I suspect we're not going to settle on a one size fits all for how teams want their feedback. Some teams might want it in Jira because it saves them the admin of doing it, and it fits into their process of prioritization. Some teams might absolutely hate folks just injecting Jira tickets into their projects. I don't know. I guess I'd caution us on getting too far down that road too soon, and on thinking we can turn this into a harder process later.
Thanks, Mark. Mark B.
I think Mark again has a really good point. I think what's important here is just to acknowledge that the pilot process might be different than the underlying process later on, and then to accept the fact that Mark may be right, and it may be that we continue to make it a soft process. I'll just add, I'm sharing a link to Mike Gorell's Folio Contribution Network proposal that envisions a developer marketplace, and in that, if you scroll down a little bit there to the developer marketplace section, there's a little bit to Mark's point about like what is the motivation, and that it's relatively soft motivation, if anything, for development teams to participate in the process, other than just the sense of professionalism and so forth. And that's probably true. I think if Mike's proposal or elements of this proposal are accepted by the community, and we start having a little bit more of a public face of the developer marketplace and things that are envisioned here, then that may add to that motivation to say, yes, we're an organization that's a responsible member of the community, and the fact that we've positively contributed to these existing module evaluations, et cetera, is one of those objective metrics that Mike is envisioning here.
Thanks, Maccabee. I agree that it would be a living process as we go forward. So Maccabee, the write-up you are going to put together, that would be the process Wayne asked about, or do you think that's different?
It would just be for the pilot, a few bullet points for the cold call, on like why we're doing this and how we might try to approach the POs with what we're trying to do here. And
Understood.
the
And Wayne, with that, okay, go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the pilot is to establish the process. So that seems appropriate to me that we're, as we pilot this, we're going to find out what's working and what doesn't work and what's a challenge, and that's okay, right? Like
Okay.
that's why we're piloting. So that
Okay.
totally makes sense to me. Thank you.
Awesome. Based on your question before, I was thinking we wanted to have the process and the evaluation criteria ready to then start the pilot.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't think we need to put more roadblocks, in
Okay.
the way. Yeah, no, I agree.
Good, good. Mark?
Just a super quick thing. So far, we've paid attention to two steps in the process, which is inviting the teams to participate and then doing the review. When whoever writes this mini process up, can we please have an explicit third step, which is to talk to the team and give them their feedback?
That is fair. Thank you, Mark. We are close to time. Anything else we want to discuss? So to recap, we've selected mod search and UI. UI Export Manager as the two modules. Maccabee will write put a write-up so that we can approach POs with that. And once that is settled, we will perform the evaluation while still keeping an eye on improving the process overall and setting the incentives right. I will select two people and post that in the TC chat for who would do the evaluations. So that's everything I have recorded. Is there anything I'm missing, or is there anything else that we need to talk about? Right then. Yeah, Maccabee, you can paste in, put the write-up in an appropriate channel as you see fit, or you can send it to me and I'll put it somewhere. Expect two names from me, and then once that starts, probably once we have those action items done, the co-chairs can approach the POs for mod search and UI expo manager and just start a conversation before we start the evaluation. So that's what I think we should do. All right then, anything else? Thank you, everyone.
Thanks all.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.